This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The UN Secretary General says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. In a statement, Antonio Guterres called on Hamas and other Palestinian militants to cease the launching of rockets and incendiary kites and other provocations along the border fence. He also asked Israel to exercise restraint to avoid further aggravating the situation. Guterres went on to say that any further escalation of tensions would endanger lives, deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and undermine support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. His statement comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday that his personal lawyer's taping of their private phone conversations was, in his words, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. In a tweet, Trump was responding to news that his former fixer, Michael Cohen, weeks before the 2016 election, secretly recorded their phone conversation of a potential payment for former Playboy model Karen McDougal's account of having an affair with Trump. As AP correspondent Jonathan Lemire reports, President Trump's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is putting his spin on Michael Cohen's recordings.
He confirms that this conversation happened, that Cohen and Trump spoke about 2 months before the election. But first of all, it was brief. And second of all, though a payment to McDougal was discussed, it was never acted upon. And Giuliani's version, if this were to have happened, Trump would have wanted it done the right way, via check, so there'd be a record and therefore not be an attempt to skirt some sort of campaign finance law.
AP's Jonathan Lemire, the recording was part of a large collection of documents and electronic records seized by federal authorities from Cohen earlier this year. This is VOA News. A survivor of Thursday night's fatal capsizing of a boat at a resort in Branson, Missouri, said the captain told passengers they would not need life jackets. Tia Coleman, who lost 9 members of her family, said Saturday that she has nothing to say to the boat's owners or its captain.
I don't have anything to say to the owner. I don't have anything to say to the captain. To the survivors of the boat, I continue to keep you in my prayers. I know what you're going through.
Coleman says the so-called duck boat's captain showed passengers where life jackets were on board, but told them that they would not need them. 17 people died when the boat capsized and sank in heavy weather Thursday night. Federal investigators are hoping to raise the so-called duck boat, which is still sitting on the bottom of Table Rock Lake in Branson. The International Monetary Fund has warned that increased tariffs could have a negative impact on the world economy. As Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports, IMF head Christine Lagarde warned trade conflicts between the U.S. and China could have global consequences.
At a news conference Saturday, International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde said the recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth.
But it certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcement, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
In a note to G20 ministers, she said global growth may peak at 3.9% in 2018 and 2019, while downside risks have increased due to the growing trade conflict. Those trade tariffs mainly coming from the White House, where U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday threatened tariffs on all $500 billion of Chinese exports to the U.S. The threat comes after both countries have already slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods.
Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa Saturday in Senegal. Xi is expected to sign bilateral deals with Senegal, which has a rapidly growing economy. Xi will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa, where he will meet with officials from other so-called BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. There's a three-way tie for first place after the third round of the British Open golf tournament at Carnoustie, Scotland. Defending champion Jordan Spieth, Kevin Kisner, and American Xander Schauffele are all tied at 9-under par for the tournament. For the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.